This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride? 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 Do you need a ride?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
We are driving on Sunset due east. Well, now we've curved. We're due northeast.
Yeah. And we're back, I think.
We're back. We took a hiatus.
We took an unexplained... what I found fascinating is I didn't get on Twitter to say why we didn't
put an
episode, and you didn't either. We just kept...
I'm wondering how many of you aren't there anymore because of that missing episode. And if you aren't there anymore, I don't know who I'm talking to. But the people that still are, so thank you for staying.
Yes, thank you for... You know, we are a little bit like your drug addict older cousin that will give you a ride if she's around and sober.
Right.
But then there's also the chance that she's just out in the gutter somewhere.
We looked so good at Thanksgiving.
We had a job, and we were going to be a stenographer.
And then at Christmas, just face and lip scabs.
Sorry. In the fight with Uncle John.
I don't want anyone to think of anyone in their family who went through hard times. I'm just talking about the new Nirvana documentary.
Oh.
A whole lot of scabs on their faces.
I would imagine. Yeah, that's the thing that they don't talk about with heroin.
I mean, yeah.
It's a great high, but no, it's all scabs.
I mean,
that.
They really shove them down your throat in that movie Philadelphia. But they really did. Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain had lesions.
Yes.
On their face.
Yeah.
At all times, throughout, like it was, and a shitty apartment. Through that whole thing, I'm like, this was really, it wasn't like he occasionally was doing heroin, or it's the editing of this documentary.
No, I think they were full-on heroin addicts.
It's sad.
It
was
still be to this day.
Very hard to watch that program. Anyway, we don't want to be the Kurt Cobain of podcasts, I think is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And we're not. I mean, here's the thing.
We had
an extraordinary circumstance being in, we were both in Bridgetown.
Yes.
We had all kinds of plans and schemes for how we were going to do our Bridgetown
episode.
We
were rubbing our hands together like scheming people.
We were scheming. Dude. We were scheming like evil...
villains.
Did I knock my... No.
It's just your hair continues to hit, but that's part of the real life experience that is.
I mean, my hair... is everywhere when it comes to podcasting. That sounded really horrible.
Sometimes a guest will answer a question, or go to answer a question we've asked, and a ball of Karen's hair will just fall out of their mouth.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
They don't like it. That's what's upsetting, is that some people are into
and
that.
It's surprising.
They pay for it. Yeah.
You would think they'd like that.
They get, you know, maybe it's the surprise that upsets them so much.
Yeah, if we said, hey, mid-podcast, just so you know, big ball of Karen's hair in your mouth. They might go, okay, thanks for the warning. I will enjoy it.
Cool, I won't get upset. But instead, it's
surprise.
All a surprise.
Surprise,
hey,
hair balls.
You're my drain.
So at Bridgetown, it ended up that we the flights got messed up. Yours, something happened with that.
Should I just talk about it?
I mean, sure.
Okay. Well, here's what happened. When we left to go to Moon Tower, my flight was at 9 a.m., which meant I had to get up and leave by 6 a.m. to get to the LAX, which is like in three cities away if you're in a normal town.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You thought Bridgetown was Moon Tower Part 2.
I basically did. The first discussion I had, my flight was at 9. And then when they resent an email that I did not read thoroughly.
I didn't find my flight email. That's how I defended you. I couldn't find the flight. I found one that said, how's this flight look?
Yes.
Anyway, they do a great job at Bridgetown, and they're the best
people ever.
But I something happened with the information.
And it doesn't matter, because even if it had been, I don't read things thoroughly enough. That's my problem. I just kind of, I get an idea in my head, and I just go with that, and then I could just look for numbers and emails that support my idea. So in my head, I had a 9 a.m. flight.
Right.
And so the night before, I cleaned my house, I did all this stuff, and left at like 5:45 just to make sure that I didn't get caught in traffic. And
of course, one
point in the car with the Uber driver, I said, well, it is Monday, so it's going to be so crazy. And the guy goes, it's Thursday. And then that's when I went, oh, I think something's very off.
Oh, that's funny.
And when I got to the airport, I was trying to check in. Is this boring? I was trying to check in. It wouldn't let me. Turned out I was 6 hours early for my flight. For a little while, I was considering texting you and coming to your house. But that's such a long amount of time to be like, hey, let's kill some time for our flight.
When, of course, I had not prepared for my trip. You know I'm last minute, Larry.
Yeah, that's right. You could have still been out partying as you sometimes do.
I do
party sometimes, your way into
a
flight.
But I show up healthy for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so
I was calling back my own jokes. That's what I do.
There's no scabs on this man's face.
That's right.
Not one.
And not one worker that doesn't belong outside the union at this face.
That's
another word for scab. never mind. Another. Oh, my face is covered with non-union workers.
Oh, I'm going to blow up a rat and stick it on top of your head. That's how scabby your face is. So Obama was also flying in the same day we did.
I thought the Marines killed that guy. Just kidding. Oh, come on. I know the difference. I actually approve of our president. I did have some trouble with my covered California coverage, and I know it's going to get ironed out, and soon we'll all be insured, and I'm a liberal pinkhole.
Are you a pinkhole?
I'm a libero pinkhole. And that's, those are just back in the, never mind. our other plan was to use the shuttle services that are provided at Bridgetown by volunteers, but they are busy actually giving
rides.
So
busy.
And none of these rides are an hour long.
No.
And thirdly, we had like 2-3 shows a day, didn't you?
Yes.
I did.
I am truly still exhausted from Bridgetown because I'm elderly, and I was like so beat from that.
Add to that, doing what I did, which is having copious amounts of vodka, not just at the after party, but throughout the day.
Sure.
And I had the best sets probably in my career.
Comedy.
And I was drunk for each of them, which does not make me feel good. It's like, oh, I'm good at drunk comedy. That's what I always wanted, an occupational hazard that actually becomes an occupational need.
An ocular issue.
Yes, degeneration.
Simply can't see. Your retinas detach as you do your closing bit.
Because of vodka has replaced my optic nerve.
It could happen.
It has happened.
But I have to say,
look in the medical books.
You weren't the only one. It is a party. It's a comedy party weekend.
It is a.
Everyone's so happy.
We appear to be driving through a tent city.
Yes.
What is? I don't like. That makes me sad. Well, that guy's sweeping. Sometimes people treat the areas outside their tents like they're like, you know what? Things aren't that bad. I'm just going to sweep, and it'll give me a sense of home.
That's right.
And I like that when I see it. I'll take what I can get.
What I thought was kind of amazing is someone tagged one of those tents. I'm not even kidding.
They're like trying to, you're not going to earn that tent by tagging it.
No. Nor street cred
or,
by tagging
or
it.
Or an over, yeah, an overhang. What do you call that? Overpass. Anyway, what I was getting at is because of the amount of debauchery I was engaging in and almost getting in fights with lady cops.
Yeah.
I am having a cleanse right now.
Oh, good.
Yes, I'd say juices and vegetables.
Well, before you get into it, though, I was just trying to say everybody was partying in Portland.
It wasn't that, just me.
Not in the least. Every single person. And in the dressing rooms, in the green rooms, it was either water or beer. There was no, it wasn't like, I think everyone was very much encouraged to drink all day.
Right.
And then we'd do these shows where, like, downstairs there would be a 10-man show and upstairs there. So you were, it felt like camp in a
way. It was great.
It was really fun.
And some of the shows were right at my hotel. So I'm like, oh, why not be hungover?
Yes.
All I have to do is stumble to the stage. I don't know. I just realized some things about myself. And I've only been cleansing 3 days and I feel like a teenager.
Oh, good.
And my hip feels better.
Good.
I think I'm filled with acid or metals or vodka. Probably the third. And but I feel like it's getting out of me.
That's good. Well, because liquor is sugar at the end of the day. And I know sugar is bad for you and arthritis.
Right.
And your feelings.
Yes.
So that can, that's only
And
good.
My feelings. I mean, I'm going to admit something.
Okay.
To some people that are listening, or to all of them, I've become a person that gets unpredictable now with the booze. I got kicked out of the after party because there was a long line for using the restroom, and so I went outside. Everyone was peeing out by this cardboard box filled with wood. It was the size of a dumpster, so it covered anything. You're not going to be revealing anything. And I was peeing, and some lady behind me says, "There's a bathroom inside, idiot." And I was like, "Fuck you." I just said, "Fuck you." And as that woman passed, I realized it was an officer of the law.
And the lady that was checking all the ideas to get into the... Because up in Oregon, which they, I think, should have told us beforehand, because I was very rude to several people, they have to check your ID.
Yeah.
Even if you... Like, they checked Gallagher's ID.
Yeah.
The year I went. It's just a state rule that, like, they need to see it physically.
I wish they'd hand it back. Thank you. I just want to make sure you really fucking existed.
I want to make sure you weren't some sort of strange nightmare I had because I ate a burrito late at night.
In my defense, you are Gallagher wearing a Gallagher wig.
and an embroidered Gallagher jacket.
Oh, this is not the first time a couple comics have let Gallagher get it.
But, so that lady cop was one of the many people who were taking their job very seriously at a drunken comedy
right.
party.
No, and drug-fueled. Once a bunch of drug-fueled drunken comics are together, there is no desire or respect for authority. And no. The first night, though, I do respect police. I really do. And she was being sweet. She was, like, trying to be funny. And I'm like, oh, I like that cop. And then the next night when she kicked me, I came back and she said, no, you can't come in. I'm like, because I'm peeing or because I said shut up because I did not know you were a cop. And then she shushed me away. And then she started vaping. She had an e-cig. And then I started calling her a vape cop and a fraud and a security guard. I called her that. And like, something about a 2-week course. I believe I said your dad threw spirals at you and now you want to get in some stick time.
Yeah.
I went crazy.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad. The next day, I woke up shuddering. And, you know, I was telling everyone I felt bad about what I said to that cop. She put on makeup that night. She, like, tried to... She did her hair a little and put on some makeup and because she was working a party. And she's like, oh, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
And once I was reminded of that, I almost cried. I was like, oh, it's just my sister that's a cop.
Sure.
Like, I felt really bad. So I got her number and I texted her a nicely worded apology and said, I hope you still had fun around a bunch of drunk children. And then she texted back, hey, Chris, comma. And that was it. So I don't know if I didn't get the rest of the message because it seemed like the beginning of a letter.
Oh.
Or what if, I mean, I don't know. What if something happened? She's like, oh, I'm going to text him back. And then abruptly stops with a policeman. You got to assume the worst. Something in the line of duty.
She saw your text and then gasped with, oh, I'm so excited. And then she sucked in her vape pen.
Right.
She, and that's just lodged in her throat.
It's cartoonishly sideways in her neck. Like a chicken bone. no.
You know what, though? You did your due diligence. Like, you expressed your genuine apology and regret.
Which doesn't excuse my behavior, but I just wanted to, like, her to acknowledge, oh, yes, wait, I got it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what "Hey, Chris" meant.
No, hey, I think it sounds to me like something got messed up.
Okay. Or she's saying apology not accepted, which I will accept her unexception. Non-accepting.
I bet she's, I mean, if she's a cop, which we, I mean, she is a cop, I'm not questioning that, mm-hmm, the way you did. No, I'm sorry.
Well, she had a badge that night that was a different capacity of a security company that is hers.
And she also, she didn't look like a cop. Like, we know what cops look like,
yeah,
when they're standing around doing stuff for an, yeah, event, and that's
snarling,
not what she looked
eye
like
patches
at all.
Yeah, yeah.
the masks, the tanks,
yes,
the sawed-off shotguns,
yes,
but she didn't look like that.
Scuba gear, a Viking hat.
I'll just say
flip-flops.
That I was standing on the outside of the dancing circle, uh-huh, as is my way, watching people and judging them and wanting to leave because I can't get drunk anymore, and I'm jealous, but I'm also bored.
Do you think Andy Kindler was drunk when he was dancing
no,
to
no.
90s hip hop?
I think he was loving life.
See, you got to get a little of that Kindler in you.
I don't want to get on the 110.
No, no. Frightening freeway.
Jesus. Okay, well, here we go.
What is this, Wild West? What are we on, historic Route 66?
What is this, the road the Romans built, cobblestones?
I have a delivery for Wells Fargo Bank. Yeah, just dig a hole, mark it with a pine cone. That's what they used to do.
Mark it with a pine cone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, and that's it?
Yeah, that's where they find their money.
But there's so many pine cones.
You know, as I said that, I think it's an Arch Barker joke. So I'll say that right now. I think he literally has a Wells Fargo Bank joke, and I kind of did it. But you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. The guy didn't remember my name every time I was introduced to him. So back at you, Arj.
Yeah, Arj. That's great revenge.
You guy that I look up to a whole lot. In your face. One of my early heroes.
Oh, that reminds me that, yes, the last time we podcasted with a guest, I was telling a story, and I kept saying Craig Ferguson, but I meant Craig Kilborn.
Oh,
it was
okay.
The Ice Cube story with Joe DeRosa. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, Ice Cube. I told Craig, the whole story.
To me, I think you did say Craig Kilborn, though.
I re-listened to the episode. I kept saying Ferguson.
Okay, but I think at one point I said he played basketball in,
right,
Montana, and that is...
It was Kilborn. Like everyone understood me, but I was saying the wrong words.
Right, right. Oh, well, that's funny.
But I just wanted to cop to it. Sorry, I just remembered.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I want to cop to... I hope that in Bridgetown, we were, during Imaginary Radio Show...
Yes.
We were thrown into a situation where you and I were morning drive time DJs, something that I figured we could handle.
Yes.
And that I would be able to ad lib. And I feel like I was speaking gibberish the whole time.
So many people came up to me and said they loved it.
Yeah, we've done that before. People can sense that.
Yes.
Like, here's a level of comfort.
Yes.
In a show where all the performers kind of have their back against the wall.
Yeah.
And so that was fun.
It was super fun, and I didn't add much. I just let you do your thing and then acted dumb.
And so that's
in between.
Okay, so me treating you like a dumb person and you going, okay, shut up, you dummy. I felt uncomfortable, like it was real life.
We're at that place where we can do that.
Okay.
I'm a great and talented actress. And so you were sucked into the character I was playing.
Right, right.
And reacting to the truth of her.
Well, I too am the kind of actor where I go so deep into character method style that the feelings that character feels, I actually feel for several days.
Yes.
Even though the character is concluded, I still felt bad for treating you like a dumb sidekick.
Well, I still feel dumb. And
Not today. You know what? In this podcast, I consider you the top banana.
Do you think I'm number one?
Well, you are listed first. It's do you need a ride with Karen and then Chris?
Karen and Chris, but that's because
Karen and then Chris. I added a then.
Oh, you did?
To the poster. Poster's available soon.
Sorry, are you seeing all this shit that's on the sidewalk?
We are in the middle of a swap meet, except we were not warned.
And it's just on the sidewalk in East LA, so it just looks like everyone took their closets and came and hung them on fences.
They did. If you need a pair of Janko jeans, come to 6th and Westlake.
Do you need a striped shirt from Ross? It's down here. Any size.
Do you need some oversized pants with embroidery that shows some sort of anthropomorphized animal with a spray can getting ready to tag a wall?
Oh, speaking of which.
Uh-huh.
Have you yet seen...
Is it time for Tejano break?
I think it is. Take it to Tejano. Yeah.
Yeah, damn right I crossed, Primo. Oh, they actually said that to that lady? Anyway, I feel like, did they notice we were, I don't know.
I really like that Tejano break.
The one, that was a good break. It's relaxing.
I feel great.
Have you heard Howard Kramer's joke that says a lot of people think it's the Holocaust, but the worst things a German ever did is bring a accordion into Mexico? That's his take on Tejano. That's Howard Kramer. That's his opinion.
And these opinions don't reflect Howard Kramer's opinion.
And it's also my opinion that not all Germans are Nazis, for God's sake. I mean, they are as embarrassed about that as we are.
I don't know about that.
Have you talked to a Jew? Yes, they are. You cannot, you will get arrested in Germany if you have a swastika on your arm.
And
probably,
you know,
just stared at in America. You don't
get
arrested.
Well, yes. It's a different thing, though. But the entire country basically got joined a cult.
Yeah.
An entire country joined a cult and killed everybody in that cult.
That one country went to war with the entire world, which is quite an undertaking. Let's just say we can all respect their work ethic.
Guys, I love World War II.
I hate my new Nazi sympathizer jokes.
Well, you are. It probably has something to do with the cleanse you're on. They're big into cleansing over there, you know.
Everyone listening, I just want to say I appreciate you, and I'm lightheaded, and I don't know what I'm saying because I haven't had my sugar.
Well, do you need to go get some sugar?
No, it's not. I'm not diabetic. I'm just having a cleanse. The one that said that. Yeah, I feel like all I'm having, because I am having sugar. I'm eating fruit, and I am and juicing.
Right.
I'm not juicing. I did not buy a juicer. I'm not going to become a juicer person. But I am going to a place that serves juice.
Great.
And then I have a regular meal, and then I take a series of herbs.
Whoa.
What is happening?
We're going to go ahead.
Why is the world falling apart? It's the Lafayette Recreation Center. Recreation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going on.
You guys, I don't know if you've ever visited Los Angeles, but everything is true. Guns are a-blazing.
Constantly. Which is kind of fun. Makes it fun. But you, what was your favorite show? Just a real quick final Bridgetown.
I had so much. Yes, this is a Bridgetown recap episode.
Yeah.
Or the Bridgetown retap episode where we retap a lot of the dances we did originally. Go, Karen!
A tick, 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 tick.
Oh, enough of that. Oh, that one was shorter than our Tejano break.
I wish we had more Tejano breaks.
I guess one of the shows that stands out the most was, my first show that was at a bar and I didn't think was going to go well. And there was people there watching that I wanted to see me do well. And I had maybe the most fun I've had doing stand-up in a while. And then...
Was that person me that you wanted to...
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes. On the other end, that's just some family members.
Oh, nice.
It's all about industry. I'm a business person. ABC was there.
NBC.
J.P. Buck, Conan. Got to do Conan again. He was there. I could hear his laugh.
The good people at the CW were there.
Oh, God, that singing frog. I hope he knocks on my door again. and then there was another show where you write your own Cards Against Humanity cards.
Mm-hmm.
a game I've never played, but they pose a question. You have pre-written 20 phrases or places or things, and then you have to randomly pick 7 of them, and then when they pose the question, you have to select from your deck one that fits the best. And I swept shop with that game.
Nice.
And it felt good. It felt good because I was like, I don't want to do something that isn't stand-up. And then I ended up having a terrific time.
Well, because deep down,
uncalled for,
you can improvise and you're good at stuff like that. But you know what's hilarious is that just reminded me of after you were done with that show, you came over to the show I was doing at the Bossa Nova Ballroom.
Yes.
And we were trying to figure out, oh, maybe this is where we'll podcast. Maybe
we'll
grab somebody and we'll do it in the corner rear. Yeah. And then we're like, nah, like I had to sound check and there was just people standing around and things going on. But you did, and I'm not sure the level of drunk you were at this point, because you never seemed drunk to me except for right before you got kicked out of that of that party.
I was a cartoon character.
Even when you're drunk, you don't seem like, you don't seem that drunk to me, but
that's unfortunately, I think, because I'm good at it.
Yes.
And that's not something you want to be good at. No one ever thinks I'm drunk until I'm yelling at a lady cop.
Right. But you did pull out those, all of your written cards against humanity and started reading them to me. But out of context, they weren't funny or anything, because it was like you decided to stand over me and read phrases. And I was looking at you like, I don't know what to give you right now. I want to support you, and I'm sure you did great. But at the same time,
you're
just reading phrases at me, and I can't laugh.
Yeah, you were supposed to give me a partial question or statement, and then the phrase would apply to it. I thought you just would yes and that.
I mean, I should have, but I feel like my riffing levels were very, very low. I was tired of listening to people talk at me, and tired of kind of presentationally having conversations.
You had lost your glasses, which were simply under your seat.
I lost my glasses 29 times.
They got on the intercom. They were like, we're looking for a pair of glasses.
I got on my hands and knees like Velma from Scooby-Doo and said, my glasses.
Like, hey, they're right on you. Woo! Found them. I'll do them whenever you want.
Every day. But here's my favorite thing.
Somewhere near that lighthouse. Sorry, I wanted to do Fred real quick.
Oh, we can't go by the lighthouse. It's haunted.
Go, haunted. All right.
But there was, so at one point, they truly only had water and beer as beverages. So
of course.
Every once in a while, I'd open up a nice tab for Diet Coke, because that's how I party.
Yeah.
Which is deeply, deeply tragic to me. So there was an upstairs bartender, I don't know if you ever saw that guy, who was covered in tattoos. And Drennan and I have a song called...
These are just a few dumb tattoos.
And I think I named everything on his body. So,
Please. Did he have a bossy Tasmanian devil?
He was everywhere. He definitely had knuckle tats. And he had lots of different ones. And he was super good looking. And generally kind of intimidating.
He probably liked that song more than anyone.
Well, I'll tell you. He came to the rap party, and then he ended up giving us a ride back to the Doubletree Hotel. Yes, it was like a group of
us. Just a random coincidence.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, yeah, they were like, oh, we got a ride, get into this car, and it was him.
Oh, my God.
His voice and personality so did not match. Like, down here in L.A., when you see a guy like that that's, like, covered in tattoos and looks like, he looked like, he was like a Skeet Ulrich type, like kind of vague, very good looking, yet you don't know why.
Yeah, might be a tough guy, might just be a male model.
Yes. This guy was like, he was like a character from like Bottle Rocket. Like the way he spoke, he was like, I don't know, man. It was literally like that. And I was sitting in the backseat like, wow, this is really like the... I mean, I don't want to insult him, but it was just really hilarious to me. And then when we all got out of the... his car, it was like 3 a.m. and I had to leave at 4:30 to get back to the airport. So I was like running to my room. But I turned back around to say thanks. And he was like leaned all the way back with the cigarette in his mouth and winked at me. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, it is a brag, but at the same time, it was just like, girl.
And you feel like it had nothing to do with the song? I thought you were going to say, hey, nice song, by the fucking way.
And no, then, no. I think he was very nice. I think he was sweet. And
Portland is nice people.
Totally cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of those people, all the people that had tattoos wanted to talk about that song after we did it.
Right. And because there is not a more tattooed city than maybe Austin. I don't know. But yeah. Portland is.
It's up there.
Lawyers. And I remember seeing when I moved to Austin, there was a cop with a tattooed sleeved leg. A horse cop. half man, half horse. Yes. Now he is on a horse.
The best.
Full man. All the way man.
Hey.
All the way horse. Two different beings. He was on top. Try and guess which one. Anyway, it was a tattooed horse riding a man. Now, come on. But I couldn't believe that I saw a cop with a sleeve. But that was, you know, that was 1999.
It's so, yeah, that's right. That's when it was kind of new. It's so common now. It's like no one even questions it.
Right, right.
It's just how it is.
It is. But in Portland, that guy, he won't even be a cop. He'll be an accountant.
Right.
Or a bike courier or something to do with bikes, usually. There's a lot of biking there, which that's another thing. I like L.A. and I'm used to it being my home, but seeing a bike is like seeing a toddler here. It just, you have to go to a special area.
That sometimes you're not even allowed in.
Yeah. But Portland was just so beautiful. And people talk about it raining there all the time. Every time I've been there, it's sunny.
Yep.
Well.
It was beautiful when we were there.
One bridge down, it was rainy. But.
And I also love, there's all kinds of real people. First of all, we had a bunch of people come and tell us they love the podcast, which was insanely amazing to me.
That made
me really happy.
That felt great. Yeah. Thank you, everyone in Portland who listens to our podcast.
And who told us. There was one person I met, and I told him, I was like, we kind of feel like we're doing this in a vacuum. So when people actually, like in a different city, people that aren't our friends or other comics or whatever, in a different city, like, oh, I love the podcast. It's so touching. It's like, oh, we're not just, you know, insane narcissists talking to ourselves while driving a car. Like, somebody gives a shit.
Yeah, we don't have a way to gauge that because we're not creating income quite yet, but we will. We're figuring it out.
Someday.
Soon. I'm making mugs.
I love those mugs.
Well, I might work on them a little. Okay. I might include the, we'll talk about
okay,
it.
Okay.
But we're going to have some merch, and then I think that, we're going to have sponsors very soon. If you're someone that likes to sponsor podcasts, some wealthy guy sitting on a pile of gold coins right now because you're tired of swimming in them and you want to sponsor.
Scrooge McDuck? Yeah. Podcast?
If you're Scrooge McDuck out there and, you know.
We want to talk to you.
We do about, it's $200 an episode. Is that a good going rate?
I have no idea.
50. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Don't go down. Once you establish. Well, only up.
Okay. $201.
Yeah, take it slow.
Yeah.
Don't make anybody feel weird.
No, certainly not. And tonight, we're doing another show where we're going to fly by the seat of our pants a little. As far as I understand it, I will be doing improvised stand-up projected topics.
Yep.
Or names of jokes or whatever, and I do stand-up for the first time based on that. And then an improv group comes and does improvised versions of what I was talking about. And then what? And then I do stand up about that. Where do you guys come in?
I don't know. Third or fourth, we improvise a song.
Okay.
And I guess based on what everyone else has been doing.
Okay. And Drennan will make me rap.
Yes.
And I'll be uncomfortable.
That's perfect. That's good times.
It is. It will be good times. There's something to be said for these shows that scare you, you know, like where you're doing something foreign and like the imaginary radio thing. My back was sweating.
Yes.
But I knew it would be fun and I knew it's something I should do to myself.
Yes, for sure. Well, because people like it. People like to watch you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I think people were enjoying you and I not knowing what we were doing and yet continuing to
it. I'm like, why are we getting such big laughs right now?
Because I think it was just like you were clearly being a person that you never are. And so it was like the insanity of that was funny.
being a mean radio DJ and then the channel would switch and then a very confident Rastafarian white guy. Those are two people I am not.
Yes. And but what a great combination.
Yeah, in one person.
Like chicken and waffles. Every restaurant we went to in Portland offered some version of chicken and waffles.
Why is the food so great there?
Because people give a shit. The food is great. The people are cool. I like the fact that everyone looked normal. Like, you live in LA for so long and you're used to models everywhere.
Yeah.
Both male and female. Mm-hmm. And you go to a place like Portland and you see normal people in relationships, normal right. people hanging out. And it's like the most calm. I suddenly go like, oh, I'm not Shrek. This is right. wonderful news.
Oh, for God's sake.
But I hadn't left town in like a year. I forgot to remind myself to stop hating myself.
I'll give you a pep talk.
Okay. Was that it?
Whenever you need it. Yeah, I mean, let's start slow and work our way slowly to actual words. I know exactly what you're saying, though, because when I was in Portland, or when I'm in Wisconsin, or whatever, one of the many cities I go to without perfect people, I look at everyone, and I'd like, here, there's just beautiful, chiseled, model people everywhere, yeah. and I really don't notice them anymore. I yeah. swear I don't.
Yeah, like, there are backgrounds.
I have kind of animosity towards even perfect-looking women. That and or men, of course, because I'm not you, and then you would never talk to me. But then in Portland, it's like these are all relatable, accessibly beautiful people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
does that
open.
Make sense?
Yes, they're
and
like
open
and faced
and smiling.
Yep. With a nice light gravy.
Yeah.
I said open faced. It was weird.
Open faced with a side of mash. And I'm just describing their physical. Okay, we're pulling over. Are we getting under arrest? Getting under arrest?
No. I want to. Well, because we have to go to that show.
You're right.
Pretty
soon. Let's do it. Let's.
And
do
I
it.
Want to go. I'm gonna make you go get a coffee with me before we go
okay,
to that show.
Okay, let's do it. So we can wrap. This can be a shorter episode if you want.
Well, why? How long have we done?
Well, about 34 minutes and counting.
Yeah, but we can't do it up till showtime.
No, we certainly can't. I have to do some uploading.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have things we have to do.
Yeah, this is a real behind-the-scenes episode, and if you haven't caught on yet, we do not have a guest today.
This more is the episode to say, we're sorry we missed you last week. We're getting
we're
our
back.
Act together.
We're going to get our S to G, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and
for those of you that panicked, we were planning on doing a fan appreciation thing, but that would require me to actually do a little homework, which you know me and homework.
Dude, we're exactly the same way.
I'm like, I feel like, you know me and Ziggy when it comes to homework. I think it causes pimples. That's a very specific Ziggy trapper keeper I had. If you...
I had a book bag literally in third grade, and it said, it had a picture of like, it looked like a principal's door, and it said Board of Education spelled B-O-R-E-D, mm-hmm. and I got that as a gift, and I remember being like 9 and thinking like, I don't think this is an appropriate gift for a child that's still in school. Like, my mom thought it was funny, but I was like, shouldn't I not be Board of Education?
That's the best. I like it. I like it when... parents let their kids wear stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to thank some guests that okay. have been... Well, Twitter's the only way to know. If you don't follow either of us on Twitter, follow me or Karen. I'm at chrisfairbanks.com, and Karen is at the...
I'm at Pizza Nachos 100.
Yes.
No, and, I'm at Karen Kilgara.
She's at pizzapuke.org. And,
it's always pizza or nachos or the word 69.
I want to thank Gabe for listening. He's at the NDG. I don't know what that means. NDG. Talk to him if you want. Debbie Wiseman. She's the best.
Debbie Wiseman. She writes to us all the time.
WNLFM. She also does I think she does something for Never Not Notes.
Oh, cool.
Never Not Funny.
Nice.
Yeah. And also a Walking Dead thing.
Yeah.
And I'm real good at this. Vincent Lombardi, he's often saying hello.
Vince Lombardi, the great yes, football coach?
Yes, yeah. I thought he was a race car driver. Either way, great guy.
Either way, thank you so much.
Kevin W. Young, as always.
Of course, Kevin W. He's with us.
My biggest flirt, actually. He throws some flirts my way. Yep, yep.
That's got to feel good as a man.
It does. Come on. Look at this confidence gleaming off of me. Who's our other... I don't know. I'm bad at... I should have written these down. But maybe this is one of those times
Tyler,
he was in Portland. He asked for that Tyler guy. He likes us.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Tyler.
Tyler, you're number one.
And, there's so many other important people.
There was someone that I met. I think it was at the Norse Hall show. I talked to you after the show. Sorry, I can't remember your name, but you were super nice and you were very complimentary.
I think that was that Tyler guy.
Was that Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was like selling merch?
I can't remember.
I don't know either.
Also, we had a couple people. I had a couple people who were drivers at Bridgetown who let me know that they liked
the
podcast.
We could go all day.
Guys,
sounds like.
This is like brag time 100.
Nick KG, Swoldemort. Of course, we can't forget about Swoldemort.
Swoldemort's with us.
Swold as in neck muscles. The guy's got some lats,
he
delts,
is built.
Doits, and belts. He's got some calves. He's got some traps, some seps, some buys.
What if it turned out that he just has neck muscles and the rest of him is like a warm body, like the guy from Freaks?
Oh, that would be amazing.
He would move up to our number one, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of just fan
Send us a full body pic. Make our dreams come true, Nick.
He's going to start crying. Yeah.
Send us a full body pic. Let our dreams come true, Nick.
That's your rap for tonight.
A wickety wick, a wicky wick, wick, wick. Drive to a bar and you don't get far. That Blondie song is so good until she raps.
Hey, did I ever tell you?
It was the beginning.
I have an anecdote.
She started
about
rap. Yeah?
I have an anecdote about that story, about that song. When I was young, I was in the car with my sister and my mom, and that song came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was sitting in the back seat, which was my sister and I, we constantly fought over who was going to be in the front seat.
And even though were both in the back? Just for the future of one of you being in the front, you fought over that.
What? No, she was in the front seat.
I was
in the back seat.
Okay.
And so I was in the back pouting because I didn't get the front.
I gotcha.
And then when the rap part of that song came on, I leaned forward and stuck my head between my mom's seat and my sister's seat, and I just did the entire rap word for word. And my sister almost wet her pants. She was laughing so hard. My mom kept going, "How do you know this? How do you know this, Karen?" And I just did I wouldn't stop rapping. It was pretty hilarious.
That's the best.
Although that rap is truly one of the worst raps of all time, I think.
It is the worst. But
you get in your car and you drive real far and you drive all night and you see a light. It comes right down, it lands on the ground, and out comes a man from
Mars. She even mentioned something about Fab Five Freddy.
Yep.
Not Fab Five Freddy, the Yo MTV Raps VJ.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think there's maybe it is. I don't know. I think there's two of them.
She's definitely referencing old school rap people, Sugar Hill Gang style.
No, that was him. I'm thinking there's another Dr. Dre. Never mind. Dr. Dre. There was a Dr. Dre that hosted with Ed Lover.
And it wasn't our Dr. Dre?
No, no. And he just went ahead and stayed Dr. Dre. It's like, whoa.
Wow.
Way to get almost, you don't want to piss off NWA.
No.
Have you listened to their lyrics?
Are you crazy?
If you want to, be a hip-hop broadcast journalist, maybe, get a new handle. That's what I always used to say.
Good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, sorry, I hope we didn't come off as spazzy or I was a little too talky today and unprepared. I know a lot of people like, format and, different sections of a podcast.
Never have sections.
No, if that's what you're looking for, go somewhere else.
Yeah. Let's get real confrontational. Yeah. Too bad.
Yeah, why don't you grab a newspaper and look at the, roll it up and stick it in your ass. That's what I was going to say.
There it is.
Sorry.
That's what I was waiting for.
Well, this has been one of my worst episodes. I think
Chris,
it started strong, I'm going to apologize. No, let me do this, Karen.
Well,
I'm sorry to everyone for my disjointed thoughts and a lot of my words not stringing together correctly. Karen, what do you want to apologize for?
I feel like that's what people come for.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I wish they liked it that much. Well, this has been good.
Look, this has been great. Yeah, here's the thing. It was like we went way off the rails. Mm-hmm. We didn't do a podcast
last week. Train.
We're coming on back.
Mm-hmm, back on the train.
And we're on the crazy train again. But it's, you know, there's a sloppy midsection where we have to just get our shit back together.
Yeah. Well, that sloppy midsection is the reason I'm on a cleanse.
Hey.
Jiggly back fat. You're my friend. Ooh, hey there. Your dog's got a nice boner. I wonder why that dog has a boner. Ah, whatever.
He loves walking.
That's how much he loves walking.
Who doesn't?
And that dog's boner is how much we love podcasting.
Yes.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.